This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg News tech reporter Matt Day. Microsoft announcing it's shutting down its pioneering video calling and messaging app, Skype. The tech giant acquired Skype back in 2011 for $8 billion. So, Matt, what is Microsoft going to offer in place of Skype?
So Skype has a video and voice and chat software package called Teams. It's been plugging away on that for about 7 years. They built this thing in response to Slack, which kind of came out of nowhere to suddenly be the default chat tool for the workspace. Microsoft is now saying that they think Teams is good enough that, you know, maybe some regular Joe users want to try it as well. So signaling it's game over for Skype.
Yeah. What happened to it in terms of competition? There were other video chat services out there.
Yeah, Skype kind of owned the block. You know, if you think way, way, way back when, you know, people are hunched over laptops, you know, talking to relatives abroad, right? They were real pioneering back when folks were doing this a lot on their PCs. It didn't quite land the smartphone revolution as well as Microsoft would have hoped. So, I mean, you think of names like WhatsApp, WeChat out of China, Telegram for privacy reasons. A lot of kind of smartphone era apps did things that Skype didn't do, or at least wasn't prepared to do.
So you mentioned Microsoft Teams, which was created back in 2017. So what took so long for them to decide that maybe Skype wasn't, you know, doing it anymore?
Skype for them was one of their most popular consumer brands. I mean, there's headlines going around the world today on the end of life for this thing. This was kind of an icon of an age of the internet, right? So, you know, there were tens of millions of people using it. Microsoft won't tell us, you know, precisely how many, but, you know, there was some value for them in just keeping the lights on, even if they sort of felt internally that, I mean, listen, Teams is probably where the future is.
So it's been overtaken by time. And for the industry, not just Microsoft, what do you think is next?
That's a great question. I mean, the contention that Microsoft is making, and some of it is self-interested, is that, you know, the way we communicate is blurring, right? It's not just that, you know, I have my work email for work interactions and I have a personal phone that I text folks on. Like the facilitation of these internet and smartphone chat apps, it just kind of blurs roles. It blurs who you talk with on what program. And so a lot of the jockeying right now is to kind of be that spot that can kind of go between both worlds and follow you, you know, whether you're doing something work-related or chatting with a friend.
So, you know, as time wore on and I saw people using video chat applications, the one thing I didn't see was young people using Skype. Was that one of the issues?
I think for sure. You know, if you roll back the clock to 2016, 2017, you know, Snapchat was the hot thing, right? And Skype kind of found itself in the awkward position of chasing that, right? They rolled out some interface updates. They made Skype suddenly look a whole lot like Snapchat. And, you know, at that moment, if it wasn't clear already, you know, Skype had kind of lost the zeitgeist that they were kind of new kids on the block, and Microsoft owned Skype was not holding its own as well as it could have.
So, people are retooling right now, and the industry itself, we're seeing these layoffs. How should we see the industry as a whole right now, you think?
The tech, it's kind of it's kind of fraught, right? I mean, people are employed. You look at the headline employment rates in the industry, and it's fine. But you know, there's constant trimming going on. If you talk to folks trying to get new jobs, there's not a whole lot of opportunities right now. Certainly not the way they were during the pandemic when digital services were exploding. So it's kind of a nervy time out there for people employed in the industry. And shutdowns of services like this aren't gonna do anything to lift the mood.
Indeed, Matt. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is Matt Day. He's Bloomberg's News' tech reporter. And you can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.